This is today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight. We were just at some friends' place on a lake in southern Minnesota. Many of the properties had lawns. Some had trees and shrubs, in particular where there was no home or cabin, and still others used boulders. Others, where there were homes, planted natives for their shoreline. Why bother? A shoreline planting does so much more than provide physical stabilization of a lakeshore or riverbank. The extensive root systems of native plants embrace the soil and hold it in place. They also benefit the water ecosystem by filtering out pollutants from water runoff, creating healthy shoreline habit. All of this is while attracting birds, butterflies, and hummingbirds. While it's a great idea to contact your local soil and water conservation district to find what plants are best for your particular area, there are some good overall choices to consider. These plants are native to the upper Midwest, and you can find them at nurseries like Prairie Moon and Prairie. I have links to them on GardenBite.com. The second best time to plant is mid-August to mid to late September, depending on your weather conditions. Swamp milkweed grows 3 to 4 feet tall in sun to part shade. It's a close relative of the common milkweed, and monarch love it too. Blue vervain is pretty awesome. It has multiple delicate blue flowers and grows 2 to 6 feet tall in sun to part shade. Sandpipers, cardinals, and juncos eat the seeds. And bonus, due to its high nectar content, bees and butterflies visit. Best of all, it blooms all summer. As for a shrub, chokecherry is great and grows to about 20 feet in sun to part shade. Its spring flowers are incredibly aromatic. Ruffed grouse and many other birds and mammals, like chipmunks, fox, and bear, love the berries. I have lots more information on my website, gardenbite.com, along with pictures, too. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.